On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, the Palmetto Series goes to the Gamecocks, men's basketball ends on a high note, and women's basketball is your 2023 SEC champions. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 137 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And have a weekend, y'all. Have a weekend, Gamecock Nation. I am jazzed up. I'm psyched out here late on a Sunday. Pumped up. It's funny. You know, going into the weekend, last episode, I was like, man, this week kicked my ass. I was tired and everything. Well, we kicked this weekend's ass. And this was the reward for that hard week. Absolute pandemonium. Just pandemonium in the best kind of way in Gamecock Nation this weekend. It was bonkers. Like, there was so much action going on. I don't know how the Gamecocks Athletics Twitter account is just not, like, literally on fire right now because there was so much to cover, so much going on, a lot of which was going on at the same time. I had different screens going on. I was keeping track of scores here, scores there. It was so much fun, so much action. Wouldn't change a thing. And when it's all said and done, and now that the dust has settled, it is fantastic to be a Gamecock. Feels so good. Feels so good to be a South Carolina. God, whoa, can't even speak. A South Carolina Gamecock right now. There we go. My brain is just quite literally melting from all of the sports that I have consumed over the last 48 hours, 72 hours, give or take here. So I'm here to review it all with y'all. Let's start with a weekend recap here. So starting with Saturday, you had men's tennis beat Vanderbilt 4-0. They're having a very, very fine season. Softball continues to roll. They had two games on Saturday. They beat Illinois 4-1 and then North Carolina A&T 9-1. Beach volleyball was also in action on Saturday. They beat UAB 4-1, North Alabama 4-1. And then lost to LSU 4-1. And then Sunday, beach volleyball was back in action, this time defeating Central Arkansas 5-0, and women's tennis lost to Texas A&M 4-1. So a lot of action from all around Gamecock country, but the consistent one that was happening every day was from the baseball team, the Palmetto Series against those damned old Clemson Tigers, and what a series this was. Spoiler alert, which I'm sure you know by now, but the Gamecocks took the Palmetto Series, are back as the champions of the state, and really got that monkey off our back that was playing this team from the upstate. But it was an exciting series. It had a little bit of everything here. Starting with game one, which was Friday in Clemson, the Gamecocks lost 5-2, and the vibes just kind of felt off in this game. I don't know what it was. There was the rain delay, the weather was kind of weird, and I don't know, it just kind of felt like there was a rain cloud over our dugout and in our clubhouse. Carolina did not look like the team we have seen so far in this season. They made some silly mistakes and errors, fielding, throwing, a couple of base running mistakes, just looked out of sorts, really pretty much from the start even. You had Will Sanders getting tagged early for a couple runs, early home run as well. Just from top to bottom, it just did not look like the team we were accustomed to seeing. Sanders did take the loss. He pitched six innings, giving up five runs. Four of them were earned. Some player highlights from that game, you had Talmadge LeCroy going 1-for-2 with one RBI, and Carson Hornung going 1-for-3 with one RBI. And then game two of the series was Saturday afternoon. Now, this is part of that neutral site in Greenville here. Carolina bounced back with a nice win, winning 11-9, but this game started funny because it just still felt like the Gamecocks were just not very relaxed. The guys looked tight at the plate, and for the first few innings of this game, the energy just felt off just again. You had a couple of opportunities where Carolina failed to get that momentum where you could have. You're like, okay, we just need a base hit here and there, get this thing going. And you were just kind of scratching your head, like, what's going on here? You know, like, this is a big series. Clemson so far this year hasn't been all that great. Feels like we really are the better team here. And I don't know if it was that pressure of really feeling that they were more accomplished and had more talent this year. But for whatever reason, the guys started this series tight and really failed to start clicking, really. And this game, too, here went scoreless for four innings. And then Clemson scored three in the fifth. And you start thinking, what the heck's going on here? But it was in that moment that I think there was a wake-up call on the South Carolina side. It almost felt as if the Gamecocks looked around and just said, like, what the hell is going on here? Like, we are the better team. And it's time we start acting like it. You know, the Gamecocks turned right around then in the sixth and tied the game. Clemson would go back on to tack on four in the seventh. And then Carolina stood up, fought back, and rallied for five runs in the bottom of the seventh to take the lead, thanks in large part to a three-run home run from Carson Hornung, which was a freaking absolute bomb. Like, he hit that thing. It hit this apartment building that is right next to the stadium over there, Green Monster there. If that building is not there, I think this ball lands in Chapel Hill. It was a freaking nuke. And the reaction from the dugout and in the crowd just told you everything you have to know about what that meant for this team. And it just woke up a sleeping giant, truly. In the eighth inning, you had Caleb Denny. He drove in a run. Cole Messina homered, pretty much get that insurance for Carolina. And that was the difference. Noah Hall started that game. He got a no decision. Matthew Becker got the win. Some player highlights from this game. You had Cole Messina, 3-for-5 with two ribbies. Ethan Petrie went 2-for-3 with two RBI. And Talmadge LeCroy and Carson Hornung both had three RBI each. Which brings us to game three, where South Carolina wins the series in front of the home crowd, beating Clemson 7-1, and just further proved that USC owns this state. I mean, absolutely. How good does that feel to say? Like, right now, all of the momentum, as far as this rivalry is concerned, belongs with USC. I mean, the university put out a fantastic graphic. You got the Palmetto series win, football, basketball, women's basketball, all W's for USC. And it just feels like that's the natural order of things, right? That's how things are supposed to be. That's how things need to be. When USC is winning these matchups, everything is how it is supposed to be in the world. But back to this game here. This was the type of effort and showing that we've seen from this team this year. You know, Jack Mahoney got the start, and he did not have his best command, which will happen from time to time in baseball as a starter. but he was able to pitch his way through some jams, got some big strikeouts when he needed it, only let up the one run. So a very good, gritty effort from Mahoney. James Hicks pitched 5 innings of shutout relief, got the win, and really just showed the depth and more so the flexibility of this bullpen, right? When you can bring in a guy like Hicks or even Jurzenbeck, guys who can give you that long relief. I mean, Hicks pitched more innings than the starter, and he pitched shutout. So it shows you that even when you don't get the best shot from Carolina's rotation, it's still going to be pretty good. But also, that counterpunch of that long relief can be just as devastating. Offensively, Carolina was pretty consistent all day. They hit the ball hard a few times, just very long flyouts that would have been home runs if the wind was blowing maybe 1 mile an hour differently. And there were a couple where I'm glad no one was watching the game with me, because I basically jumped off the couch, was like, oh, hell yeah, and it was caught. Just had to look around and make sure no one was watching. But the big inning came in the fourth inning when Gavin Cassis and Talmadge Lecroy, there you go, went back-to-back home runs, coming up with 3 RBI total for USC. And there was even a couple other of these really hard-hit balls that could have made it 3 in a row or even 4 in a row home runs. But that inning, Carolina was really locked in offensively. The two of these guys, they had huge days at the plate in general. Cassis homered again earlier in that game, and Lecroy took on a late RBI as well. But overall, this was a very solid offensive game for Carolina, where you had guys running the base as well, balanced approach, guys getting singles and doubles to move guys on. Just a massive, massive series win for a few reasons. One, this series and this matchup with this team from the upstate has just not gone our way for the last year or two. And this is important for our university. This is important for our players. You need to be competitive against your rival, period. But in a sport where both teams take pride in their program, but USC has had more recent, bigger success, you need to establish that you are the main player in your state for recruiting, for transfer portal, but just for image, I guess. But this proves that this team can fight and win in different ways. Maybe in years past, this team stays tight. They don't loosen up. They don't find their form. But this team was able to come together and persevere, and they knew that the big hits were going to come. They just had to stay the course. Yes, game one didn't go your way. That's baseball. You were at their place on a rainy night. Okay. Neutral site, you had to wake up a little bit. It took a few innings, but you got the job done in fantastic fashion. Come from behind victory. And then you go home and you beat the crap out of them. That's what you do. You win the Palmetto Series. You win a series you hadn't won in a few years. Huge, huge accomplishment. Next up for the Gamecocks, 2 midweek games. Tuesday night against the Citadel at home, and then Wednesday night against USC Upstate in Greenville. Whew, that was a lot. Let me catch my breath here. But next is men's basketball. Saturday, the men were in action. You'll remember it was the final regular season game. It was senior day. The only one who was being honored was Hayden Brown. Shout out Hayden Brown for spending his senior year with South Carolina. And the Gamecocks sent him out and sent the season out in style, beating Georgia in front of our home fans 61-55. To hell with Georgia, as Carolina gets their first home SEC win of the year. Better late than never, I guess, right? It's like turning in an assignment late. Better late than never. The end of this game was an absolute nail biter, and it was the same time as the baseball team was rallying. So I was just back and forth, like one eye on one screen, one eye on another, basically. Just every time between pitches, I was just locked in on basketball. And then in the windup, I'd focus on baseball. The bases were loaded. It was just so much going on. But this game for the basketball team was a grind and a solid team effort all the way in round. You had Hayden Brown having a very big second half, became more alive down the stretch. And when things got to the wire, it was that classic college basketball game, chaos with two teams that know each other, trouble getting the inbound pass, weird technical fouls late, a goaltending that wasn't a goaltending, Carolina getting out of traps to score. But it was really the late free throws by Jacoby Wright and Michi Johnson that sealed the deal for Carolina. And this team ends the year the right way. Player highlights from this game, Michi Johnson, 18 points and 7 assists. Jacoby Wright, 14 points. Hayden Brown, 13 points. And Gigi Jackson with 9 points. So a fun way to end the year for the basketball team, especially in front of the home fans. So kudos to them. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come for next season. Hopefully you have a core of guys who are willing to stay and learn and develop together. Guys like Jacoby, Michi, Chico, Josh Gray, fingers crossed, Gigi, who knows. But up next for the Gamecocks is the SEC tournament. They will be taking on Ole Miss in the first round on Wednesday night. Let's go, Cox. Let's just mess around and win this son of a bitch, right? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? I mean, honestly, if this team plays the right way and keeps up momentum, I don't see a reason why they can't beat Ole Miss. I mean, it's been competitive all year. Ole Miss has fired their coach. It's going to be very interesting to see. And, you know, my crow to the game for this is really just play with that tenacity that you have and to bring the efforts defensively. You know, this was that type of game where the defense was on point. The rebounding was on point. Yes, you got some fantastic scoring efforts as well, but it wasn't a game where anybody was shooting the lights out. So bring the toughness defensively against Ole Miss. Throw them off their game, and you might find yourself in a position to win. So let's go. Which brings me to women's basketball, who wrapped up their SEC tournament as champions. That is right. The 2023 SEC Championship goes to the Gamecocks. The ladies beat Tennessee Sunday afternoon 74-58, and what a satisfying win to win the tournament. Remaining undefeated, and it just especially coming into this tournament after the heartbreak that was last year's SEC tournament. And this was really a team effort. This entire SEC run here in Greenville was a team effort. You had different players stepping up at different times when it mattered. I mean, in the first game the ladies played, Victoria Saxton had one of her best games all year, in my opinion. And if she can get hot for the NCAA tournament, that is bad news for every other team involved. Like all 60-whatever teams, that's bad news if Saxton can get hot. Letitia Amy here had a very nice tournament, really stepping up in the semifinals and in the finals against Tennessee, had a very nice game defensively. Cardozo continues to be a difference maker. She proved that in the second half of the final as well. Zaya Cook had a phenomenal game against Tennessee, going for 24 points in the final. Now, Kiera Fletcher, she did go down with an injury. They said it was a lower leg injury, currently listed as day-to-day. Raven Johnson stepped up huge in the final, did a fantastic job in her place. I think she might have played the entire game, which is fantastic. Like, kudos to Raven. But this is something to watch with Kiera, because Fletcher and Johnson give you a nice 1-2 punch where you can really trust either of them to lead the offense at the point. And hopefully, though, with enough rest between now and the NCAA tournament, she can be 100%. I mean, shoot, I feel like this team can afford for Fletcher to miss even the opening round. and this team would be okay, right, as the number one seed. So she can afford to have some rest. Luckily, there is plenty of time. But some player highlights from the championship game. You have Zaya Cook went for 24 points, as aforementioned. Aaliyah Boston went for 18 points and 7 rebounds. Camilla Cardozo, 13 points. And Bree Beal had 8 points. Nice team effort from this game. It's incredibly satisfying. I'm so proud of this team. SEC champions. I know that this meant a lot for this team. And they know that the best is yet to come. And they know that there is still plenty of work to have. And they know what their next goal is and what it takes to get there. Because up next for the ladies is the NCAA tournament. Surely they will be the number one overall seed. So we just have to wait until seeding comes out. That tournament gets underway the weekend of March 17th, I believe. So we do have some time to get ready for it. And of course, as we get closer, I will preview all y'all and we will watch and cheer that tournament together. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.